what they found was vaping marijuana causes some effects on the brain that include some cognitive effects and some sort of motor abilities.
And now, are these the same impacts that one would get if they smoked the marijuana?
They actually found that vaping the marijuana caused greater effects than smoking it, which is quite surprising to, you know, a lot of people, because they're like, well, what is the difference between smoking it and vaping it? And what they particularly looked at was that when they vape marijuana at the same dose as smoking it, they actually get higher concentrations of the main drug, the THC. And when they thought about it a little bit more, they were like, okay, well, maybe when you burn those marijuana leaves, some of the THC, the main drug, is also burned off. Whereas when you vape it, it isn't destroyed. It's that you really are able to inhale the chemical without damaging it. And so maybe that's why vaping marijuana leads to higher levels of this chemical. And anxiety, paranoia, even vomiting and hallucinations at really high levels. And so what it means is people who are using the THC to get some effects can, you know, use a smaller amount by vaping it, as opposed to they'd have to smoke more of it to get the same effects. So that's sort of one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is that somebody who is vaping the THC might make themselves kind of sick and have more adverse effects because they're not anticipating they're getting a lot more of the chemical than if they had smoked it.
And then what about the process of vaping itself and the chemicals or whatever's involved in making it? Is there a danger there just in the vape itself, not the THC, but just however it's made?
So that's actually where my work is focused. I've been studying the effects of the chemicals within the e-liquids that are used in e-cigarettes to try and find out if there are going to be any adverse health effects of those liquids. There's a fair amount of data showing a lot of different chemicals are inhaled when people vape, even just the base e-liquids. And that does include some known toxins like formaldehyde and other aldehydes. So right now, it does look that vaping just the plain e-liquids alone is going to cause damage to the airways and have some effects on health. That still looks like it's going to be a lot less damage than smoking conventional cigarettes if you were doing a side-by-side comparison.
And what about conventional cigarettes? Are kids smoking as much tobacco, less tobacco, or have they switched to marijuana, or what's going on?
It's a great era right now because the overall rates of smoking, you know, across the U.S. are down, and they've continued to fall, and that's been really great. However, in the states where marijuana has been legalized, we've seen a huge upsurge in youth smoking marijuana, vaping marijuana, using it in all the different forms. And unfortunately, with the e-cigarettes dramatically on the rise, they do look like they're a gateway to both conventional cigarettes and marijuana in a couple of different studies that have come out. It's hard to know the overall extent because we're only, you know, a few years in, but it does look like if a young person picks up an e-cigarette, they view it as a safe thing to do. And they actually start thinking smoking cigarettes is safer because they're vaping the e-cigarette. So some very interesting psychological effects going on where it kind of normalizes the behavior. And so that somebody who does pick up an e-cigarette is more likely to smoke a conventional cigarette because they have psychologically associated it as being not so bad and relatively safe.